Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Schroeder, underhand pass to Curry. Juggles it, dribbles it, gets a screen. Now gets Sasser as his defenders double. Finds Santos. Gee, double clutch with a three. Got it! Santos comes right back after airballing the three to bang home another one. His fourth of the night, he has 12 points. Cunningham, second free throw's on the way. Missed it, tipped away. Santos has it. He's fouled immediately with 9.6 to go. D. Santos will walk down and has a chance maybe to ice this game right now. D. Santos, 50% of the season, but he doesn't have all that many attempts in his NBA career. D. Santos, maybe the biggest moment of his professional life is right now. But D. Santos, his career, he's taken 19 free throws before tonight. This will be his 20th free throw of his career. Rattles it home. That's a huge one right there. E. Santos had taken only 2 free throws this year before this trip. This is only his 3rd free throw this year. It was his 20th of his career. Next one's on the way. Front rim, wide right. During the rebound. Warriors up 107-103. Cunningham with the ball. Takes it across half court. We got a whistle. Got a foul on Schroeder. E. Santos goes to put on the headset to chat with us here, talking with Brandon Pajemski. And first of all, Guy, congratulations on the win. How about that?
Thank you. That a win is a win. Doesn't matter how we get it, but, you know.
You know, we see you out there. We see you putting in the work, putting in the time, getting your work in. How much fun is it to get on the floor and see that work pay off tonight?
Man, I'm not going to lie. I feel so great playing basketball, right? And especially like on NBA, and especially guys like me that are trying to make the league. Every opportunity that we have matters. So I take it for real, you know. I see the ball on the ground. I'm jumping on the ball. Doesn't matter what happened with my body. I'm just going to try to help to get one more possession for our team. And make Steph, make Buddy, Lindy, all these guys make shot and help them the way that I can on the court.
Well, Guy, no coach ever took a player out for hustle. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, and you said, you know, trying to make the NBA. You're in the NBA, and you proved tonight that you can contribute to a team. You know, when you knew you were going to get the call, Wiggins had to go home. Moody's not going to play tonight. How do you mentally prepare for that?
For me, it's very important to talk to my family. And before the game, I called them, and I was talking to them. Like, that make me feel like relaxed, make me feel at home. And also, I think a good pray before the game that helped me a lot. So for me, what helped me to lock in the game is talk to my family, pray, and that's it.
And with your 3-point shot, it just looks like even from last year that you. You're getting yourself settled to take the shot. How important is getting your feet set and getting ready to receive the ball?
You know, I've been working a lot on my shot, a lot. I think on the court, when I receive the ball and I have the opportunity to shoot it, I just think like, Guy, you work a lot on this. How much time I've been like putting in the work to shoot that shot, and now you got opportunity to shoot it on the game to help the team. So I put my both feet set up and let it fly. And great today, the ball was going in.
13 points tonight, 5 rebounds, career high tying, 3 assists. You had a couple of steals in 25 minutes. That, sir, is a job well done.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Go celebrate your win.
Yes, I appreciate you.
All right. Guy Santos, our guest here on the post game. Warriors with the win, 107-104. Golden State didn't do it the easy way, but they get the win, closing out the Detroit Pistons 107-104. Warriors get back to a game above 500 at 19-18. Pistons fall to 19-19 on the season. Warriors will go to Indiana and take on the Pacers tomorrow night, and we'll see if they can get a little healthier for that game. Moses Moody hopefully back tomorrow night in Indiana. And the Warriors had so many good things, and one of the good things that happened tonight was the play of our postgame guest, Guy Santos, with 13 points,
Lindy Waters with 11 points. Just about everybody who played contributed in some way. Pat Spencer played only 4 minutes but had an assist and hit a free throw. And they just had a real team effort tonight for Golden State. And the Warriors tonight with their 23rd clutch game of the season, tied for the most in the NBA. They're now 11-12 in such games. Guy Santos tied his career high for points for the third time, 13 career high, tied career high with 3 assists. And, you know, certainly the play up and down. Curry did not have a great shooting night, obviously. 5 of 21, 2 of 14 beyond the arc, but he did have a good floor game. He had 10 rebounds and 6 assists tonight with 2 steals, only 3 turnovers. His 6th double-double of the year, 17 points and 10 boards. And Kevon Looney tonight passed Purvis Short. He is 7th all-time now on the offensive rebounding list with 1,188. Purvis Short had, of course, 1,187. So congratulations to Kevon Looney for that en route to the win. So they had a really good night. Draymond had 7 points, go with 5 rebounds. He had 4 assists. Buddy Hield had 19 tonight. His shot was falling. 7 of 15, 5 of 11 from 3. 5 boards and 3 assists for Buddy Hield. 14 points, 10 rebounds for Trayce Jackson-Davis. And I thought the tandem of Trayce Jackson-Davis and Kevon Looney were really good tonight. Looney with 8 points, 8 rebounds, 3 offensive rebounds, 3 assists. 2 steals, and a block shot. That's a really good, productive night for Kevon. For Detroit, Cade Cunningham is a rising star. He had 32 points tonight, 12 of 21 from the field, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals. And you could just tell, fourth quarter, he just took the game over for a while and was doing it in a rather effortless fashion. Really good tonight for Cade Cunningham. Tobias Harris had 13 and 4, 21 for Malik Beasley, who's having a really good year and has found a home here in Detroit. Ronald Holland II, their good-looking rookie, didn't shoot great, 3 of 8 from 3, 3 of 9 overall, but 11 points tonight, had some good defensive assignments. He was on the floor forcing a couple turnovers in the fourth quarter, and he's another player to kind of keep your eye on from a distance. So the Warriors get the win, and they outscore the Warriors outscored the Pistons on second chance points, 21-6, and really controlled the game. They were down 12-4 to start, took over the lead, only 2 lead changes and 3 ties in this game. And even though they had to cling to the victory right at the end, they did a really nice job in terms of controlling pace, controlling tempo for the most part, and really overall just a job well done for the Golden State Warriors. So